Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Scatter Chatter. I'm your boy, Jeff Ray.
Hey, and this is Will 93. And for all my listeners out there, please do not miss out on the opportunity to share your thoughts with us by leaving the comments, questions, concerns below for the show. We definitely want to hear from you guys, interact, mix and mingle with you guys, and just be a part of the Scatter Chatter family. I really hope you don't take advantage of that. And with that being said, today's topic is just right. What we got?
Yes, all right. Today we have special guest. I want to make sure I have that right. Dr. Karen Gunn. Hello, doctor. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Dr. Gunn's actually awesome. She's a really good friend of mine. Actually, she was my professor in college, mentor. She's all around awesome person, and we want to touch on some points about mental health. So, doctor, if you could introduce yourself and tell us who you are and your areas of expertise and everything.
Oh, so let me take just a minute, and I appreciate your inviting me into this conversation. I'm a Detroit girl, and graduate
313.
Of the University of, what?
That's 313, Detroit.
Oh, yeah. All right. You paying attention. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
Uh-oh,
what happened?
The good doctor? Did we lose
her? I think we lost her. We're going to have to wait to have her, like, call in. We just lost it just for a second. Just give her a second.
Uh-oh. All right. I'm going to get some elevator music. Do-be-do-be-do. So we have dead air. Do-be-do-be-do. So, Ray, what's happening in L.A., man?
Oh, man. Streets are kind of empty. You know, grocery stores are kind of empty. So, you know, there's that.
Man.
People are trying to figure out what's going on. There's rain and all kind of things like that.
All right.
So, yeah.
We need to connect the dots, man. I got 10 rolls of toilet paper if you got one can of Lysol. Maybe we can do a trade.
All right. I was thinking about buying cigarettes if you need that for out there for the trade.
Cigarettes? Oh, damn. That's a different kind of lockdown, bro. That's a different kind of lockdown. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll probably put you in a 6x9 cell with a guy named Pookie.
Oh wow, we don't need Pookie. Why do we? You know, we don't need that.
Man, you said cigarettes.
What kind?
Winston's. What?
I was thinking about some Camel, some Cools, or Newports.
Wow.
What are we doing? American Spirit.
Wow.
American Spirit.
Wow, you kind of going old school, bro.
Yeah.
You went old school on those cigarettes right there.
I did. I just did that.
Man, that's cool.
I wonder what's up with the doctor. She hasn't, like, called in yet. I wonder what happened. I hope she's not just talking and, like, missed the mic.
I know, huh?
Yeah. I'm trying to get back in touch with her, see what's going on. Uh-oh.
Well, while we're waiting and stuff, man, the good doctor, I know she has a wealth of information. She's a psychologist, so I know she's going to be talking about that area of expertise, the mental side of this thing. So I can't wait to have her on, man. That's going to be a wealth of information. And to my listeners out there, don't forget to take advantage of the interaction. Leave comments, questions, concerns. We definitely want to take in the feedback. We want to share in the experience. We don't want this to be a one-way street. whatever concerns you may have out there, we want you to share. Sharing is caring. That's for real. Some of our questions are coming from, you know, listeners like yourself. So, hey, stay locked in. Keep checking us out. Keep giving that interaction because we love it. We want it. We need it.
Yeah, and also just want to let everybody know, like, we're not doing this stuff live. We're following the orders of the whole shelter in place thing, and we're trying to be more innovative by doing things remotely. So
yeah,
that's why sometimes we may or may not have technical difficulties. We may have issues with people calling in because they may be from long distances or, you know, cell phone carriers. I'm sure you guys have that kind of problem in general. You guys are trying to contact each other, so that's why.
No, bro, we just got canned and strained out here. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee,
what?
Guys. Just raised out in Los Angeles. So, yeah, all we got is canned and strained, bro.
I think she got the doctor back. Hello, Dr. Gunn?
Yeah, that's me, and it's bad,
hey.
So I'm sorry.
Yes. No,
no worries.
Okay.
We're just glad to have you.
Yeah. So you want to start us off again by let us know who you are, and we'll restart the introduction.
Well, let me try. I'm just a regular person from Detroit, and
right.
Okay, you hear that?
Yeah. You got a fan. You got a fan in me.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. So I'm just here to help out my boy. What can I do?
That's right.
Yeah.
So tell us, you are a doctor, of course. What field are you in? How long you been servicing?
Well, I'm a community psychologist, and that
awesome.
Means that I've, you know, it's all about giving back, and that's what I've always done. Ray has always been a Ray has always been in my heart, and
awesome.
I just try to do what I can do to make us better. So we have to, in terms of even this situation, look at what's happening in terms of the risk factors.
Yes, ma'am.
That includes Black folks with diabetes, hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get the message out to be safe.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. That's 200% in agreement from me.
So that's it.
Well, all right. Now you're a community psychologist, and how long have you been practicing?
Oh, 40 years.
Awesome.
I'm older.
Awesome.
I'm older than all y'all.
Okay. Okay. I'll take that.
I'll own that. Yeah, it's good.
I'll take that and run with it.
Or why is it most of us?
Most of us.
Yeah.
Hey. Y'all ain't no good.
Oh, man, we trying, though. It's a work in progress. I got my AARP membership, so I'm in the game now.
Oh, no, Doug, you didn't say that. All right, brother. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You got to Google these grades I got. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you got to Google these grades. They're complex. Complicated. There's a myriad of experiences that went on with this. This one time in band camp. Yeah, man. So it's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'll be turning. Gosh, Ray, I'll be 50, man. I'll just be turning 50. I'm a young buck.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm a young buck.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, on the 22nd on one of our shows.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the moment. I can't complain. Truly blessed.
You should, actually. You should.
Yeah.
Shut up.
But let's get to it, because we got like a gazillion questions for you, good doctor, because we need to learn something today. I need to learn something. Just Ray needs to learn something. Our Scatter Chatter community needs to learn something. So let's hop to it. Ray, you want to go with the first question?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Like it's hot. All right, here we go. So with all the media outlets, including social media, speaking on the coronavirus, COVID-19, what's the best way to deal with anxiety with the frenzy of information while staying informed about what to do during this time of crisis?
Well, let me see if I can take it one step at a time. Turn the TV off.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Turn it off.
Turning off the TV right now.
And I have to do that too. I have to follow my own instruction because I'm so concerned that sometimes I'm listening more than I need to. Every one of us, turn it off for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next, find something that you enjoyed that you haven't pursued, like
throwing eggs at people out the window.
Say it again.
Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. I was throwing eggs at people outside the window. My bad. Maybe I should.
Well, don't throw the eggs out. I'm not sure.
I might be cooking those.
This guy is really crazy. But anyway.
Wait. The disclaimer. Disclaimer. I'm not clinically crazy, y'all. I may have been drunk a lot as a child, but I'm not clinically. No one has said, yo, you need a helmet. No one has said that yet. No. Okay, I'm back.
All right.
Well, I might say it. But anyway. Nothing but love, honey. So ratchet down. Find something that you haven't done before that you'd like to have done. So this weird guy that I'm on the phone with, I'm not sure about him. But there's still some opportunity. Yeah, do something. Try something. It might be a puzzle. It might be something that you haven't tried before that might be enjoyable. So that's my start on the suggestion.
Awesome. Thanks for that insight. So kind of distraction, deflection to something else, a little bit more calming, more relaxing.
Absolutely. And those come from different places. There are actually so many ways. You can go online. You can download all the fancy dance arounds and everything else. And if that works for you, that's good for you. I think it's a good idea.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to move on to question number two, you guys. This is an interesting one. It says, and let me set this up. It says, how can I avoid thoughts of suicide if I'm alone? I've never thought about that. But, you know, if someone has some pre-existing conditions, this may be the thing that tips them over the edge. So share your thoughts and your concerns about that, good doctor.
Well, you know what? Actually, I think most people are not at that place where they're thinking about suicide. I do think there are a lot of people who are at a place of discomfort.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's not the same. So, I don't think we have to worry about suicide ideas.
Awesome.
We just need to think about worries of loneliness. And those things are different. So that's my idea.
Okay. Cool beans.
Okay, next question we got here is, what are the best ways to cope while in isolation? Any suggestions there?
Of course I do. Try something that you haven't tried before. Try something that you've enjoyed and you haven't done it. I'm a crossword puzzle person, and that's my difference. But then I look at these people like Jenga or Junga or whatever the hell that. You know what I mean?
Jenga, yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Have you all done that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played it quite a few times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if it worked for you and you guys are weirdos, so. So then it'll work for everyone else. So we have to find a place to experiment. I'm getting ready to try my music. Everyone might think about meditation.
I do.
Everyone has a moment, a way to cope with this. So we all have to try something different.
Okay.
I totally agree because I meditate in the morning.
Right.
You meditate in the morning?
I meditate in the morning. I normally wake up about maybe 30 minutes before work, and I just, everything is off. Lights are off. Sounds are off. It's just me in meditation mode. Decreasing my stress levels and gets me prepared.
Are you sharing that with everyone else?
I have shared it with family members, some friends. I've shared that on a previous show. I've talked about meditation. It's a great way to release stress. There's no real right or wrong way. It's just you in a calming place. Because if you can eliminate the stress, you can help boost the immune system, I believe. In a very holistic way, and you can conquer some of those things along with the other things that the CDC and the World Health Organization have prescribed.
You know what? I'm less important than what your message is. Your message that you need to put out from you. I appreciate you. I've just met you. You need to pass that on. And I'm not send that out.
That's right. That's right. That's the plan. Sharing is caring. That's what we need.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, what are the best ways to deal with each other as a couple if not used to being around each other for such long periods of time, Doc? Share your thoughts on that.
Well, you know what? If you didn't start out in the right place, this is not going to be a good place to correct. You understand what?
I overstand.
You heard that?
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, heard that.
So it's really close when you're close with everyone else. And if you haven't corrected, if you haven't corrected your issues, you're in trouble right now.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Facts, y'all. Facts. That's real talk, you guys.
Yes, because you're in the middle and close with everyone. And if there were problems before, they're worse now.
So, any words of advice to those people teetering on the edge over there?
Well, you know, if you think you're getting ready to go nuts, step out the house because it's going to be tough. It's tough. When parents haven't understood how to deal with their kids, when lovers members haven't understood how to deal with each other, and now you have nowhere to go.
Nowhere to hide.
You're stuck with each other. What are you going to do? You got to figure it out, or you're going to have to walk away. Now, frankly, I think many people will have to walk away because it's tough right now. It is tough. What do you say?
Well, I mean, I guess that may be easier said than done, but, you know, I just moved in with this boo thing of mine. We got this place. We got signed up for this year-long lease. Then all of a sudden we have a, you know, coronavirus hitting, and then now we got furloughed, and so now times is hard. I'm trying to, she was okay just a week ago, and then this morning she was over me in the bed with a knife, and she was just kind of singing lullaby. Yeah, so it was crazy. I was taking on a blow pop. So now I'm just totally joking. You know what? For the most part, I think people have difficulties kind of communicating with each other because the situations are different. If you know what I mean, Doc.
Absolutely. And in fact, what I see folks have to deal with is this: that sometimes there's been what I want to say, things that have been ignored. No one has talked about it. So now, when you're in the middle of this, you got to figure out how to conversate, if you will.
Right.
About all of this. And it's tough.
I agree with you 200% on that one. I hope people can bridge the gap through those moments. I really do. I've always thought about, like, the what if of, like, while people are on quarantine and self-isolation, if there was been a rise in domestic violence.
Of course it has been. It has been. And I appreciate both of you all because you've asked me to join you. And the fact of the matter is that for women, for anyone who is part of a domestic environment where they're kind of suffering, we have to think about them. We have to think about them.
Yes, I totally get it. Ray, share your thoughts, man. What you got for me?
Yeah, it's a lot to take in regards to, you know, just people working together and having those different conversations. And also, that kind of like leads us into the next question, actually. How do I overcome difficult conversations to be genuine with another person, even if it's a couple, my kid, my spouse, my loved ones, in these times right now?
Well, you know what, Ray? I think that everyone has to own their emotions and their feelings.
Yes.
And it isn't easy. And once you own it, then you have to be ready to share it. To say, you know what, you hurt me. I am hurting. And that's not easy. So that's the first step. But you know, my own life has been challenging, and I know that everyone else, including you guys, on the phone with me today, have a challenging life. How do we speak to that? how do we speak to that without judgment?
Mm-hmm.
And that takes some skill building.
Right.
Yeah.
That's poignant. I like that. Kind of writing, taking down these answers and stuff as we go, because it's a lot to unpack. It really is. Because I work from home, being isolated is not that big of a deal for me. I have to be deliberate on getting out of the house. So bike riding or running. We were preparing to run the half marathon this month on the 25th, and then that got canceled. So I had to be deliberate on getting out of the house and being around people. So now I had to kind of ratchet it back a little bit because of the pandemic that we had. But I like the interaction with people. I worked in the music industry, so it, you know, there was no such thing as a stranger. I built a lot of friends and relationships, which kind of leads me into this next question, good doctor, because this has happened with me. It says, what are the best ways to cope with the death of an immediate loved one, family member, or friend that may have died from the coronavirus, COVID-19, or natural causes during these times of shelter in place?
Well, you're asking me a question that is very hard to. I'm reluctant to offer an answer because every person will deal with loss in a different way. It's really tough to offer a suggestion, but I certainly would suggest. Check yourself about who that person was.
Right.
And take a moment to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And take in their impact for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's the best I can do. That, you know, this is, you asked a great question, and it's the hardest one for me to answer.
Yeah, I've had three friends who are recovering pretty decently from the COVID-19. I've had lost two friends, one in L.A., a good friend in L.A., in the roller skating community, and then another friend who I grew up with here in Nashville, and then there was. Not only are we trying to cope with the death, you know, and I was really connected with the family because we all kind of grew up together, then we had to have this sense of isolation because now I can't even go and share with the family in the grieving process because we're isolated. So not only did I have that moment, I had this separation moment.
Yeah, you know what? I've seen these things on the television, and I've tried to turn it off because my president drives me crazy. But every moment, you know, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, you know, and I look at these moments where someone is in a senior citizen assisted living place, and she or he's on one side, and their family is on the other. And they have to put their hand on the window and just say, I love you. I know, and Detroit people are dying for like this.
Yeah.
So what do we do? You know, I don't have that answer. Ray said, you know, can you answer this? Get ready for it. I do not have that answer other than saying, remember who's important to you, one. Remember, second, what's important to you. Mm-hmm. And then third, try to make the best of an absolutely terrible situation. That,
right.
You know what? To say that to you and to Ray Ray and everyone
mm-hmm.
is not good. But that is what it is.
Right. Mm. It is what it is, y'all. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Man.
Ooh,
man.
A lot to take in. I had to sit back in the chair on that one, bro.
Yeah.
Ray Ray? Ray Ray, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, man.
You know what? So let me explain something. I love Ray mm-hmm. Ray. He drives me crazy. And you know him well.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad to be part of his circle. That's my
right.
respect
yeah.
for him.
I'm glad to have
totally
you. I'm glad to have you. It's been a big growing process, and you know, just being in class with you, and then being in the program with you, and then seeing you outside of like working it's been a thing. But
yeah.
You taught me a lot of you gave me a lot of tools in the classroom, especially teaching me how to deal with self, and then books to read that are outside of my realm, and learn about how the community is affected using psychology and mental health, and it's been great, and I'm glad that they get all the information from you. So I really appreciate you for that, and I appreciate you being here during
That's
this
right.
moment for me.
I'm just glad you stopped him from licking the windows. Whatever self help that you helped him from licking the windows, I'm just grateful for that, doctor. He was in the car with me and started licking the window. I'm sorry, my
Thank
bad.
You.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were still on the air. My bad. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry, Just Ray. I'm sorry, Just Ray. I am so sorry, bro.
I don't want to talk about your little cornstarch problem, but that's a whole nother story. So anyway.
Hey. It was a rash. It was a rash, bro.
Your nose, bro.
Yeah,
rash
man.
Don't curl your nose,
yeah.
bro. Not like that.
Right. Just saying that's what the doctor said. A rash.
Oh, we have become very close.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. I'm opening the doors on a couple
minutes.
Of things right there.
Yeah. All right, my love.
All right, so we got
more?
One last one here. What's the best way to deal with a child that may have contracted coronavirus or maybe witnessing somebody, a loved one, that has coronavirus?
Mm.
Well, I think what you need to make sure you do a test if you can.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
then how old is this person? That makes a difference. But,
mm-hmm.
Get a test.
Okay.
Get a test?
That's it.
What?
She said, what's the best way to deal with it? She said, get a test, man. Get a test.
She got a test.
For sure.
Got a test. And let me add this. You know, one of the interesting things that you and I and all of us need to think about is that the number of people who are getting positive and dying
mm-hmm.
may
mm-hmm.
be affected by ethnicity. So black folks who are diabetic, hypertensive, seem to be in the high rate. So we got to think about that as well.
They were talking about that on the news today. The African Americans are contracting and dying at a higher rate than other ethnic
backgrounds. Absolutely.
That was huge.
Yes.
That's for a whole nother episode, I think.
So call me back. You want to call me back? I'm always here for you.
Oh, I love it. I'm glad you said that. You know,
who
I was gonna ask.
Will
93 said that. You was like, "Hey, I'm just loving the conversation, the dialogue. So I would love to have you back on the show."
This has been extraordinary. It's been really good. I'm enjoying it.
Yes.
You're laughing. I hear Ray Ray, you laughing.
Yeah, I'm cracking up.
All right. Stay connected.
This is what class is like. This is what class is like. Like, drop the information
really?
And just like crack it up. Like, you don't even know, Will. So
oh
you get a wealth of information, and it's like stand-up comedy. Between her and there was this other psychologist, Dr. Neswald. He's like a stand-up comedian. He did like stand-up comedy. He had a mic and everything. You would ask him about like phallic symbols. He would rub the microphone while he was talking. I was like, really?
Oh, wow.
He did communication psychology. He's funny. Funny. I wish I could get him. He's like really funny. So, yeah.
Wow.
That's what's happening. So along with the laughter, you get a wealth of information. I don't know why that happens with everybody. So even in psychobiology, same thing. It was funny. But it was so hard. It was so hard, but yeah.
All right.
Oh,
yeah. He passed my class.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Would it be? It was hard. So hard.
Well, I know we're getting close to the end of the show, but good doctor, did you have any words that you want to give out to the audience, to the listeners? Any advice that we've missed on the show?
No, I don't think so. Besides, just take it one day at a time.
One day.
One day.
One foot in front of the other, one day at a time. All right.
Yes.
Oh,
all right,
cool beans. Cool beans.
All right,
Will,
we going to get to Tuesday?
Me.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Of course.
We'll be in touch. Yeah.
All right.
I'm just going to piggyback off of that, and I'm just going to say, you know what? Everyone out there, take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones. Check in with people. Find pleasant distractions. Turn off the TV every once in a while. Get into some meditations. If you're in with a loved one and you're going through some moments, maybe try and find something that you can do together that both of you guys are interested in to kind of take down some of the tension, you know, that's going on a little bit. Try and work through that, because if you can work through that, you can work through anything. That's what I got,
absolutely.
Right?
All right.
Yeah. And then I'm going to leave it off by saying, like, don't shoot the messenger. People are getting out a lot of information. People don't know what kind of information you may be getting. So just say thank you if you don't accept it, or just say you don't want it. But just don't shoot them down, because they're your friend. They're looking out for you. They love you. And then also a lot of people are saying to do things and to learn things. Don't try to take the elephant on all at once. Take it on little by little. Like if you're trying to learn how to read, or just reading more books, take it and do 2 minutes. Don't do like a whole book in one day, or just try to like just overwhelm yourself. Just little by little.
That's right.
One foot in front of the other. That's it. And then, you know, as always, just be good to each other, and that's all I got to say.
That's all we got, though.
I love you,
hey, thanks
Ray
for
Ray.
Tuning in.
Yeah.
We
all right,
got
so
this.
That's it.
Well, Will 93 don't get no love, Dr. Will. I mean, like that. I thought we
know,
had,
you
I
got,
had a connection.
You got love. What? Don't mess with me.
I mean, I remember 313. I remember the air. I mean, man, Detroit, Franklin. I mean, I get that. Etta James.
We here. I'm loving you.
I'm loving you back.
All right,
you back.
We got this.
We got it.
So till next time, guys.
All right.
Peace.